Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. It is officially 2020. We are 13 days into 2020, and I gotta say, so far so good. I have been detoxing. You guys know that I start the year off by detoxing off of weed. I hardly ever drink, so drinking is an issue for me. Weed is, though, because I love smoking it. But I love taking the first part, maybe the first quarter, because my birthday is on April 25th, off from smoking weed. And so far, so good. No bad headaches. Sleep patterns haven't been fucked up. That very much was the case at the beginning of 2019, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little worried about stopping. People say you're not addicted to weed and there's no withdrawal symptoms. There very much is when it comes to me. I get the sweats. I can't sleep. I get irritated and those fucking headaches. But so far, so good.
Yeah.
So I want to keep today's episode light. I want to keep it fun and I want to keep it moving. I asked the audience last episode whether or not they wanted to hear the rest of the Cosmo article that I participated in with two other intuitives. It was an astrologer and a medium, I believe. And everybody reached out and said, give us more. We want to hear everything you have to say on those couples. So I had to share that platform, and a lot of what I said wasn't put out there. So I'm going to break it down on today's episode. I'm also going to end the episode with that inspiration that you need to get you going, to remind you who the fuck you are, what you came here to do, and to go get that shit. So we're going to start off light, keep it moving, and then end with a powerful message. What do you think?
I love it.
I also want to talk about our upcoming Mexico retreat. You guys, this is getting scarier and scarier as we get fucking closer and closer. I know Sarah's going to kick my fucking ass, so I don't like reading the emails that she sends when it comes to the itinerary or what we need to prepare for, because I leave that up to you, because all it does is stresses me out, especially knowing, and you guys think I'm a huge queer for being scared of this fucking water taxi. Well, let me just fucking tell you guys about this water taxi. Jay's dumbass decided that he was going to read the fucking the preparations that you need to do before your trip, and they advise you to pack lightly, no heavy suitcases with wheels because there's a lot of stone roads and stairs and a lot of water, obviously, because we're on an island. Let me just tell you guys this. This is what he tells me as I, first thing that I do when I get up in the morning, he tells me this. Did you know that the water taxi, and I hate that fucking shit, water taxi, who says that, does not pull up to a dock. It stops, not in the middle of the ocean, obviously, but you're knee-deep in water upon your exit from that fucking
supposedly
water
at most.
I don't give a fuck if it's toe-deep. I'm getting off in the water with my bags and off of a water taxi onto an island. I love the beach. I love going there. I love to meditate and decompress and do what I need to do on the beach there. I get in the water maybe knee-deep.
Sometimes you're like, you're feeling adventurous, you'll jump in.
I'll jump in every now and then, but scared as hell of it, because my irrational fears, my everyday way of thinking, reminds me of stories that I've seen on YouTube or that I've read about huge ass, what are those things called? Squid?
Uh-huh.
Those monster sized squids that throw their tentacles out and grab people and lure them in the water. Just my fucking luck, that would happen and you would never see me again, or there would be a shark
or
comes
Megalodon
up.
Comes and gets you.
Megalodon comes up and gets me, or I cut my toe not even realizing it. There's blood in the water. And, you know, my fucking mother as a kid would tell me that the reason why people get eaten by sharks is because their belly buttons are dirty and they can smell it, and they could smell blood a mile away.
Or when you're on your period.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm always on my period, so that's a big no-no for me, but yes. Scared as fuck for this water taxi. As we get closer and closer, I keep thinking about, like, you know, keep it positive, keep it moving, but I am scared. I don't know. I don't know.
I think you'll be okay.
I know I'll be okay, but just, again, just my luck.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fall getting out of the boat. My shit will get wet.
Sarah and I were talking about, like, live video of you being there and your whole adventure, so they can see how you're reacting and everything.
I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. I'm excited. I'm excited to do what I do. I'm excited to go there, change lives, help people evolve their souls. But on a personal level, oh my God, you guys, this fucking water taxi. I don't know. And if Sarah's filming this or she's recording me do it and I fall in the water or something gay happens, you guys will always use that against me. Yeah, because I'll scream. You know, I'll scream. But yeah, we're getting closer and closer to it. I'm excited. You're excited. Sarah's excited. The people that are going are excited. I'm just excited to be out of the country and to do us.
Yeah.
So let's jump into today's episode. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. So I want to talk about the Cosmo article. I can't go ham when it comes to these predictions. And the writer for the article reached out and asked for my opinion regarding 2020, what breakups are going to come into play. It's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try not to be doom and gloom, but everybody's, for the most part, on this article, isn't going to have a long-lasting relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are into the Hollywood conspiracy theories or the contractual relationships that they put people together for, you'll notice that people will be together for 10 years. 10 years seems to be the max time that these celebrities that are married stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 10th year, miraculously, they decide to part ways. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't work out anymore. We decided to go our separate ways, blah, 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 after 10 years of being together. This is no different with this article. And a good majority of these people, like I said, aren't going to see a long-lasting relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of them were featured in the article. Again, I shared the platform with two other people, so I'm going to go into what I said. So you ready?
Go do it.
All right, so let's start this one off with Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. You don't have to be a psychic to predict this one. You guys, I have nothing against this relationship. She's of age. He is in love with her, supposedly, and she loves him back. I don't doubt that, but this relationship is not going to last. I feel like Scott's conscience, not saying that there's anything wrong with the relationship, that she's way too young, but he's going to want to see her enjoy her life and really go after what it is that she wants. And she's going to experience that back in return and find someone that's a little bit more appropriate for her, not age-wise, but just energy-wise. And soulful-wise, I don't know how else to say that when it comes to love. She's mm-hmm. really going to be feeling the other person and get what she is entitled to when it comes to a relationship. And I don't think Scott is going to have a problem with that. I think they're going to end up being friends, continue to be friends for a long time, but that relationship is not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's the age difference. I mean, it's a huge gap, isn't it?
Yeah, he's like in his mid-30s and she's like 19.
I think she's
21, yeah.
Oh, wow. But yeah, it's still a huge age gap.
Yeah. She, like I said, she's going to want to experience other things. And I think that, like I said, as time goes on here, his conscience is going to get the better of him. He's going to start to feel like, you know, she needs to go do her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll find the relationship that he's looking for.
Yeah.
When he's ready to admit to himself who he is and lower his guard and allow that true relationship to come in. Because that fucker's got issues. And I don't blame him, considering everything that he's been around,
uh-huh.
everything that he's seen. This fucker is just like the Kardashians, doesn't know who he is half the time.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're going to leave that with Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. Obviously not going to stay together. This is what I said to the writer. Scott is going to be going through a lot of personal mental changes for the year 2020. One might say he's growing up a bit, finding what really matters in life. Sophia is way too young for him and will experience her own need for freedom. Career shifts for both in 2020 that will lead to an amicable split.
Oh, wow.
Kept it PC.
Yeah.
Next one is my bitch, my girl, Cardi B in Offset. She is going to send everybody and their mother to jump the shit out of me for this one. But girl, you and I both know deep down inside in your heart of hearts here, as much as you love this motherfucker, he is not the one. You guys share a beautiful baby together, but his own ways are going to be his self-undoing. And Cardi's got a lot of emotional issues that she needs to work through as far as like abandonment issues and issues that she has with men about giving and receiving love. She's got to learn, when I say this, you guys, I say this a lot in my readings, you got to learn your place in the relationship. I'm not saying that she should play her position as a woman in the relationship, but she cannot be, this is very much like the J-Lo syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be both the male and the female energy in the relationship. She can't be the one that's putting herself out on the limb all the time for the relationship because she's in love and everybody will do what they can in the name of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not honoring herself. And what's going to end up happening here is, she's not going to be able to make excuses for him anymore. And I think there's a lot of daddy issues that come into play with Offset. I don't know what his relationship was like with his father and things that he experienced growing up here, but his mentality when it comes to relationships is very self-sabotaging. That's what I have to say about that. So this is what I said to the writer. As much as I would love to see these two work, it's not. 2020 is going to bring a lot of attention to the life of Offset. Industry rules and standards will be the reason for the split and or separation. Cardi will do her best to keep it private, but even she knows when to call it quits.
I like to see Marissa weigh in on this.
Marissa's probably going to say the same thing I do.
Uh-huh.
Or I am right now. Marissa, she's been around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she knows.
She knows. When I say been around, I'm not making comments about, you know, sexually or anything like that, but she knows men.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in these types of relationships. She knows how they play out. And as much as we want to root for our girl Cardi, it ain't going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to say about Cardi B and Offset. Next one, I don't know too much about this, Lily Rose and Timothée Chalamet.
Whatever
the fuck his last name is. I saw the movie Call Me By Your Name, which I fucking loved. This is kid love. This is, we go good together because we are in each other's energy. I feel like there's a lot of spiritual talk in between them, a lot of dark energy, a lot of sexual energy between the two of them, but it's not going to be a long-lasting relationship. It's young love. I don't doubt they'll remain friends for a good long time, but this is something that's going to fade out. This is what I said. Young, stylish, moody love is what this relationship screams to me. Neither have what it takes to boost the other in the relationship. Intensity is great, but not always as a running theme. Some are just better as friends. Opposite mindsets is exactly what these two need. They need more stability and grounding in the relationship. I think that Timothy can get lost in his own thoughts and his own way of thinking and can be very, again, moody and or emotional. And I think that she feeds into that as well, too. And I think that she needs somebody that's a little bit more manlier for her. Not saying that he's feminine or anything like that, but more of a dominant type force, more of like a stable type of energy, not somebody that can get emotional with her. Does that make sense?
Because
these two are too emotional together. What do you think?
I can see that.
Like I said, I don't know anything about them. They're too young for me. I don't know any of his movies.
I don't either. I just can tell by the way they look and the energy that they give off. But other than that, I don't know anything about them either.
Right. The next one, Taylor Swift and this Joe. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Alwyn.
I don't know who that is.
Taylor. This is very much an issue that I have with Taylor Swift. It's all about girl power. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a huge, complete supporter of women.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I consider myself one. Nothing wrong with women sticking up for each other. But when it comes to relationships, you can't bring that type of attitude into the relationship and hope that it's going to work. Does that make sense? As independent as she wants to be here, she needs to decide, are we going to be independent? There's nothing wrong with being independent and being in a relationship. But she's blurring the lines when it comes to that. That's why her relationships don't work out here, because she's a lot to fucking handle.
She can't balance that.
She can't. And I feel like with her, she's a big fucking crybaby. If she does not get her way, she's going to piss and moan about it. You know what I'm saying? In all actuality, in reality, she's codependent.
Mm-hmm.
She just refuses to look at it that way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
No shade to her. I don't listen to any of her music. I know that you listen to a couple of her songs. I made fun of you when we first started talking because you had a couple of Taylor Swift songs that you would listen to.
They're so catchy.
She's catchy. You know what I'm saying? She's no shade. I think that she needs to figure out what the fuck she wants to do and how she wants to be in a relationship and realize that the relationship is between two people.
Yeah.
Not you, your family, your friends, and then the relationship here. She needs to grow up. That's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everyone can say, well, she's a woman or whatever. Yeah, she is a woman with a little girl mentality. I don't think she's aged past the mentality of 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think. No shade. Just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I said on the article. Taylor. Her guides must be dizzy as fuck trying to keep up with this head in the clouds type of woman. Taylor needs to start getting real with herself and her vision of a relationship. She is the main problem in all her relationships. In order for there to be a relationship, the person must realize they are in one and allow the mind to adapt to it. It's just too much work to constantly be babysitting the insecurities of a grown-ass woman. I advise Joe to run while he still can and maybe run this way. Because he's cute. I saw a picture of him. He's really good looking, but yeah. It ain't going to last. And I feel like with him, this is just a show.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I really question the relationship behind closed doors.
Well, you questioned all the relationships on the article, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But some of them are a little bit more suspect than others.
Mm.
And I can't wait to get to one of them. But let's keep it moving. Next one, I'm hesitant speaking of her in this way because I respect her work and I respect all that she has done for the Latin community. But this is J-Lo and A-Rod.
You respect her hustle?
I respect her hustle. J-Lo. This is very much what I've been talking about when it comes to relationships and knowing your position in a relationship. Never would tell a woman, play your position in the backseat as the woman and let the man lead you. But that's exactly, deep down inside, what J-Lo wants. She can never allow herself the opportunity to let go of that self-control. And I don't blame her. There's a lot of shady fucking people around her telling her what she wants to hear, wanting to dip into her bank account and wanting to use her name for their fame. But this is another celebrity that she's with. She's been with a lot of celebrities. A couple of them were handlers, that Chris Judd guy, remember the very beginning relationship, that who was a backup dancer. So,
oh, yeah.
But after that, they were more public. She went with Diddy. She went with Ben Affleck. She was with, who else? She's with A-Rod now. Who was the other guy?
Mark Anthony. Yeah.
Mark Anthony. These are all bigger names here. So maybe trying to date people that are on the same level or in career-wise as she is.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't have that insecurity. But she still has that insecurity. And I think that she plays both the male and female energy in the relationships. And she should know her position and her place here. If she's hoping to experience true love, she's got to allow herself the opportunity to break down those walls that she's fucking built and realize that she needs to be a little bit more vulnerable. And if you can't trust the motherfucker that you're with to allow you to allow yourself to be vulnerable, that ain't the one. And I think with her, she's going to sabotage this relationship because I think for the most part, A-Rod, there's a change in his mentality lately that's gotten him, maybe it's his age, maybe it's his experience in life, that's gotten him to kind of calm down here. So I think that he's looking for an honest to God relationship, but I think J-Lo is going to be too much to handle. And like I said, I was very hesitant writing this up because, again, like I respect her and I don't want J-Lo to come after me for the comments that I've said here, but let's keep it real. If she wants to have a conversation, her and I can have a conversation off to the side here, but she's not going to hide from me and she's not going to tell me shit that she tells most people in order to get her fucking way.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll call her out on it. Simple. So this is what I said. Not sure if 2020 is the year these two call it quits, but Jennifer really needs to realize that she cannot be both a male and female in the relationship. Control issues and insane demands will be the reason this doesn't last. For all the spiritual work Jennifer does for herself, the one thing she keeps forgetting is to connect with her core. Allow herself the opportunity to be real with herself. You can't keep a barrier around yourself forever, especially when it comes to love. Let go. That's what I said. What do you think?
I'm really interested in the reading that you would give her 101.
There's a lot of red tape that would be around this reading,
mm-hmm.
that the powers that be that are behind her would ever allow her to have a conversation with me, an authentic, real conversation, because then the truth would have to come out. And I'd probably have to sign an NDA. Or is that an NDA? Non-disclosure agreement. And could probably never speak of her ever again.
Yeah.
And that's just not who I am. I would never call her out and expose her secrets. But if I'm going to give her a reading, we have to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody that I would not mind helping. When I say mentoring, she's going to be like, I don't need anybody to mentor me, which is probably true. But you need somebody to tell you the truth and not just what you want to hear. And I think with her, finding true love is important for her. But self-control is more important to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I really question whether or not she's going to allow herself the opportunity in this lifetime to let go of that control.
To be vulnerable.
Because I feel like with her, she feels like if she loses that control, she might lose sight of who she is and opportunities might fall. She might get distracted and opportunities might fall along the wayside. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
Which, again, if you're a boss bitch, she's a Leo, first of all, and she's ahead of her game when it comes to, I don't want to play the race card, but the Latin community or whatever, she's a big fucking name.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's obviously earned her spot, but like I said, it's going to be totally up to her whether or not she wants to keep it real. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Moving right along. Ay, ay, ay. This is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Again, you don't have to be a psychic to figure this one out. This was a Hollywood-made relationship. And the fact that they have kids, don't let that fucking fool you. Again, I'm not calling her out. I'm not saying anything stupid here, but I think this was a career move or a career save for both of them that ended up backfiring in their faces.
You think it's going to backfire?
It already has. I think that a couple more years or maybe, maybe 2020 is the year that they release. They release each other.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a Hollywood-made relationship. And I honestly don't think, look at her track record when it comes to the guys that she dates. All of a sudden, they throw Kanye West in the mix, and he's her knight in shining armor. Get the fuck out of here. He doesn't have what it takes to fill her romantic shoes. He's flashy. He's an entrepreneur. He's a mogul. But what's the connection, human-wise, between the two of them? I'm sure he can make her laugh, and he can do really romantic things, but he's got issues when it comes to his mentality that, again, this has to do with life issues. This has to do with issues not allowing him to mourn and or grieve in a proper way. always kind of keeping it moving, and the powers that be making him work through some of the tragedies and traumas that he's gone through. He's got a lot of mental unloading to do. And Kim Kardashian is too flashy. Mm-hmm. She's somebody that is very materialistic, and the relationship is going to be a very materialistic relationship. I don't think that she would ever allow herself the opportunity. Just very much like J-Lo, but not as hardcore, because Kim Kardashian could be codependent in relationships. I'm not saying that J-Lo can't, but Kim...
She's more emotional than J-Lo?
She's more emotional, and she's also a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she needs to allow herself the opportunity to be in a relationship that is real and authentic. I think that she has a lot to offer in a relationship. I think that she can be a when I say housewife, I'm not saying that shouldn't work for the rest of her life, but she can be a really good homemaker and inspire creativity through the home,
mm-hmm.
and also start a new business with that type of relationship. Does that make sense? Because it'll bring the best out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just too much conflict, too much bullshit here. I think there's a lot of resentment in that relationship between the two of them. And I wish she'd keep her fucking family out of her personal life. But that's never going to happen. This is a family that, again, their own self-undoing is themselves. And the reason why I say that here is because very much the issues that I had with my family, a lot of my issues were based on those connections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing here. They're too fucking close. They don't know their own identities from a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
There's so much to say because they're so much in the public eye. So,
But this isn't shade here. People are asking for my opinion here, and I'm not exposing anything that's a little too hardcore. I'm exposing the relationship.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So again, this is something that if Kim, it's hard because again, I see a lot of good in her. And I know the public sees a lot of material shit on her, but I feel like she's doing what she can to stay relevant and stay on top,
mm-hmm.
and to keep her brand going, but to her own detriment.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Okay, so let's move right along to Nick Jonas and Priyanka. I'm just going to say her. I don't know how to say
Chopra
her. Chopra or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Again, this one was published.
This one was published.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like I'm putting a lot of doom and gloom on these relationships, but you're not giving me real relationships to work with. And Nick Jonas is a fucking child. This fucker has not aged past the mentality of 15 years old. And Priyanka...
17.
17. Oh, wow. Oh, you're so much better than I am. Priyanka is a grown-ass fucking woman.
Yeah.
That deserves a grown-ass fucking man. I feel like this is like a mother with her teenage son walking around. He's got a lot of pride and ego issues, and I just don't see him being the one to stoke the fire of love in Priyanka.
Well, he's stoking something, apparently, you know?
They're stoking headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see what the conversations are between the two of them behind closed doors.
Yeah.
What would they talk about?
You know, life, lessons.
Mm-hmm. What styling gel to use, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I mean... Maybe he needs somebody to remind him to take his insulin. I don't know.
You would do that for him.
He's a fuckboy. Bottom line, he's a fuckboy. So this is what I said. I want to keep this moving because, again, like I said, this is just... this. You don't have to be a psychic to read this one. It's not going to fucking last.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very surprised. For as hot as he is, this is what I said. His way of thinking is what is going to doom this relationship. Bottom line, she'll realize she married a child. Priyanka. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking when she did this. She knows better. But again, it's the price you pay for fame. And it's also the price you pay to keep your name relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. That's all I have to say. I don't know too much about the two of them here. I used to think that he was hot. There was a Calvin Klein campaign that he did. I think it was Calvin Klein. That it was all over. He's a good looking guy, but he's a fucking kid.
Uh-huh.
Simple. Let's move right along to this one. I'm really, really rooting for this, but this is just another handler in the life of Justin Bieber. This is Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber. This poor kid, this Pisces, I think he's a Pisces, has really, really, really seen the trauma of fame. And this is someone that's got a lot of emotional issues that need to be worked out, and nobody is listening to him. He is money, money, money. Dollar signs in everybody's eyes and everybody's mind. They're not allowing this poor kid to be who he is and to be free. I blame a lot of this shit on his parents for allowing their child to go through this. But again, it is the price you pay for fame. And the energy that this girl Hailey has is, again, I question this relationship. I honestly do. I think that this is something that is going to keep an eye on Justin Bieber and kind of hopefully make him a little bit calmer. But I don't see this lasting. I think that Justin Bieber is going to crack. I think there's going to be some mental issues that are going to come into play here that are going to force him to reconsider his position. Does that make sense? I don't want to go too far down that. But I don't have a good feeling about it. And I think that this is made for TV relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I'd love to read the both of them. That'll never happen. But yeah, I think that she is good energy for right now. So this is what I said about the relationship. I really want this to work. I truly do. Justin has been through so much shit over the last few years, mostly due to his own behavior. I think love and compassion is just what he needs to calm that Pisces mind of his. But like all Pisces, he can play the martyr role to perfection and constantly nail himself to the cross with fear and insecurities. This will prove to be too much for Haley. Even she won't be able to save him from himself.
Do you think he's going to go down the Britney route?
He already has.
Even more so?
Yeah, he's a shell of who he is. Britney Spears? Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not bashing this. This is my own thoughts here. And if you don't like what I have to say, don't fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my view and my opinion on it. She is a shell of who she is. There is no more Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Her eyes are dead. I'm not saying that she has no life there, but there's a lot of doors that have been closed in her mind here that have been locked here that are preventing her from opening them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's what they would call damaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move right along to, this is my favorite one. This is the one that I have been having a lot of attention on even before I did this article. You and I were talking about this. Mm-hmm. And this is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch was never, 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 never going to abide by the rules of the royal family. This is somebody that is not going to be told what to do and will be crucified for it. And a lot of Prince Diana similarities come into play when it comes to her. And I honestly don't think that the royal family would ever allow the child or Prince Harry to marry somebody that wasn't going to benefit them,
mm-hmm.
or that they couldn't control and or use for the public eye. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
But it's too restrictive for her. So as much as I want to say this marriage is going to work out, I think there's going to be major control issues, not control issues, like she wants to be in control, but she's going to want to be in control of her own life and make her own decisions and not be scrutinized by that family or that type of energy. And this is not going to work out because at the end of the day, as much as he's a rebel and he's got a lot of his mother in him,
mm-hmm.
he's still a part of that family.
Yeah.
And I think that I question the relationship from the very beginning when it came to the two of them. I just don't see, I wonder what their connection is to one another, what their similarities are, or what they have in common with each other. Does that make sense?
Really?
Yeah. I don't see this working. I think that she went into this thinking, this could be good for both of us.
Mm-hmm. And then them together.
I like them together too, but she's not going to be able to last.
Mm-hmm.
She's too strong. And I think she's a fucking Leo, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't she a Leo?
I don't know.
Yeah. She's a fucking Cali girl. She mm-hmm. ain't going to fucking put up with that shit. So, this is what I said. Wait for it, wait for it. Meghan is going to change the way the river flows in the royal family. A girl can only take so much. She didn't sign up to be the scapegoat, and she's going to let everyone know. To make a long story short, this fairy tale does not have the happy ending everyone is looking for. And I really wish I would have said this prior to, or put this out prior to her and him wanting to move out of the royal family home or whatever, the castle, whatever the fuck they're from in England or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you write this? You wrote this back in like September or something, right?
I think it was like October.
Yeah.
Right before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Or right around Halloween time.
Yeah. So you wrote this.
I'm looking at it right now. 10/21/19.
Yeah.
So this was right before all the stuff happened. Again, I think that she, I want to see her get something good in return for all the bullshit she's going through. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's no doubt in my mind that this bitch knew exactly what she was signing up for when she signed up for it.
Oh, absolutely.
But didn't realize how bad the pressure was going to be.
I mean, I think she knew. She's like, what can I lose from this, you know?
Her freedom. And now she's suffering for it. Done with that. This is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. This is what I said on the article. I kept it short but sweet. I said, what a great friend she is to take the heat off of a good friend and provide a great distraction. Enough said. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along. What? What do you want to say?
No. Keep on going. I'll wait for the end.
Okay. This is another one I don't know too much about. Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne reminds me of somebody that I would hang out with, that I would like.
Mm-hmm.
but this is somebody that is too bitchy for her own good. Too much of a mouth and not enough substance behind that mouth of hers. And I think that this is very much a darker type of energy. Not saying she's a bad person, but she carries a lot of dark, powerful energy inside of her and is utilizing it the wrong way. And I think that what she does is a defense mechanism to keep others away from her, but all it's doing is making her feel like shit. That's what I get off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley Benson is somebody that is a little bit more outgoing, that seems to have a little bit more light around her. I'm not saying she's a better person than Kara. I think that she's a little bit more lighty and a little bit more wanting to soar a little bit higher above the clouds. Does that make sense? Especially when it comes to her career, her appearance, and putting herself out there. Again, I know neither one of these bitches. I don't know anything about their background or who they are, what movies they've been in. I know that Cara Delevingne was in Suicide Squad. That's the only thing I know of her. And then an interview that I saw where she was... I think it was for that Battleship movie or whatever the fuck it was. She did an interview and she was being really shitty to the interview person or whatever. I understand you're tired. You get asked the same questions again. But what do you expect? You're in the entertainment industry. This is what you signed up for. Put a fucking smile on your face and get through it. And she's somebody that doesn't want to play. This is somebody that says, I don't want to play the game. I was very much that person back in the insurance industry where I'm not going to lie, I kept getting fired because I would not play the fucking the office politics.
Uh-huh.
And there was a couple of women. Again, this is where I love when people that have great insight or have good energy give me insight or advice that I need at that time. And there was one woman that came up to me and said, you're going to have to play the game. This is not saying that you're a weak person or that you gave in, but for the sake of your own mental well-being, suck it up and get through it. No one's telling you to be best friends with these people. Very much like Kara. No one's telling you to be an outgoing fucking person, but you're a celebrity. And if you want that to continue, you better snap the fuck out of it. And I think in relationships, what's going to end up happening is that she can manipulate the relationship that she's in and make the person feel guilty for being the way that they are sometimes because she's on that level. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound too hard?
No. I mean, you're calling it as it is. So as you see it.
As I see it. So this is what I said. Kara has a lot of shit to face when it comes to herself. Having a big mouth and being direct makes for a great distraction, but eventually the curtain falls and the show is over. Spirituality will intervene and really do a number on Kara's thought process, forcing her to make some major changes in her life. And this has to do with herself. She can't, again, her guides, angels, messengers, whatever is that you choose to call them, she is somebody, again, that is going to find a lot of bumps in the road. Because she has to learn the hard way. She's got a lot of past life energy that bleeds into this lifetime here that she's still stuck on. And her guides, for the most part, just like mine, remember I said, growing up, defense mechanism was to lie and manipulate
mm-hmm.
until I got out of that situation. And then my guides put all those roadblocks in my way and said, nope, you can't continue to do this anymore. You got to snap the fuck out of it. And the road corrected itself. She's still a very young woman. She's got a lot of growing to do in between that time. I didn't start going down this path until my late 30s
mm-hmm.
and really absorbing who I am, my ability, and what I came here to do. It all clicked at that time. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not saying she's a bad person. There's no doubt in my mind this will click, but she could speed the process up along or at least meet it halfway by at least being open to it. That's what I have to say on those relationships. Again, a lot of people are like, you know, you bring a lot of doom and gloom or, you know, it sounds so negative, but let's be truthful here. These are Hollywood relationships.
Do you see a Hollywood relationship that is going to last?
I don't know. I don't want to be Tyler Henry and say I don't know a lot about celebrities, but I've been kind of out of the loop when it comes to those types of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you question?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know any celebrity couples right now that are...
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
No, I don't think so. I honestly think that he... I would love to see what he's like out of the public eye
mm-hmm.
and what his energy is like one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's a lot that we're not seeing behind closed doors. That's why they call it behind closed doors. But I think that the funny, the jokester and that personality is a facade to what's really going on behind. I'm not saying he's a miserable person, but he's got a lot of emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's a very intuitive person. And I think that plays tricks on his mind. And I think that she's too, I don't think that her guides, angels, messengers would allow her to get too far down it. I think that realization will set in and she will move on. That's what I think.
Okay.
Who else?
Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, what other celebrity couples are there?
I'm trying to think of like famous celebrity couples, you mm-hmm. know?
That have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know of any. I again, like I said, this is, when it has to be difficult for these actors or celebrities, again, being in the public eye, always being around that type of energy and being around people that, being around so many different people and so many different energies that, again, they can get distracted by things that are better for them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's cheating. There's a lot of unstable relationships here because they get themselves involved and they see other things that obviously, I'm not saying that again, cheating is good here, but I think that they throw themselves into these relationships for the public eye and disregard the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Makes sense.
But again, I'm not, these are just my thoughts. You can say my opinions, you can say my visions, whatever it is that you want to say about this here. If you don't like it, again, you don't have to listen to it. I don't want to hear any bitching and complaining about it. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. The only reason why I'm putting my opinion out there is because it was asked for.
Uh-huh.
And again, like I said, I don't want to hear any fucking backlash when it comes to this.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's what they're asking for. And again, this is something that I'm not going to be pussy. If these celebrities ask me anything about it, I would tell them straight up as long as they're going to be straight up with me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit about the Mexico trip. Are we done with the celebrity stuff?
I think so. Like, I want to see an episode where you and like an astrologer do their charts and how they interact. And that, I think that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. I wish our friend was ready to go when it comes to astrology.
Yeah.
Because that would be an interesting combination.
It is.
A lot of comedy mixed in with the insight in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, I had to share the platform with two other people. And again, it's not all about me and these relationships here. Again, it's all public.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Like I said, I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm not here to be negative. It is what it is. So that's my take on celebrity relationships for 2020. Again, it's not as cut and dry as people would like it to be here. A lot of these are contractual obligations between them. This is what their management team or publicity firm does for a living, mm-hmm. puts these couples together here to make great headlines, to make great news here, because they're people that are kind of stifled on their own as an individual, that they need somebody else to kind of throw them in there or to throw somebody else in there to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
This is all this is here. And again, let's be truthful here. Who really thinks that Nick Jonas and Priyanka are really going to stay together?
It's a manufactured relationship.
Yeah. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, again, as much as we want to see this work here, be very surprised if it does. Who else was I rooting for here? I mean, like I said, with J-Lo and A-Rod, again, this could be something that very much where I don't want to throw the race card in here, but a lot of times, I've seen it in my own family. I've seen it around people that I'm close to when it comes to, that Latin love here. They just get thrown into the relationship and stay together here because that's just the way that it is. And we end up settling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up being resentful towards the people that we're together with because we hate to look like either a quitter or you're going on your fifth or sixth marriage again.
Mm-hmm.
So we do what's expected out of us, rather than what we truly want to be doing. And for somebody like J-Lo, I think her soul is trapped within herself. And she's the only one, let's be truthful, that could free it. And I'd love to see her break down those walls. Cardi, again, not to throw shade, not to be shitty to her, but girl, you know better. Simple. So for those of you that want me to do a reading, I don't want to make this an ongoing theme here, but Jay really wants me to incorporate pop culture into the podcast. And I want to keep it fun and exciting, but there's so many podcasts out there that are covering reality TV stars, mm-hmm. and getting lost in that whole world of celebrity stuff. And that's not where I want to go. But I don't mind answering some questions when it comes to pop culture or worldly things here, as long as it's not going to get me in trouble. And again, these people could be very offended by what I say. Talk to me about it.
Yeah. It's
being
fun.
An adult,
it's fun hearing your views and, you know, perspective on things. So mm-hmm. that's why I want to know.
So yeah, if you guys have questions about celebrities or worldly things, or you want me to take, let's do this on the next couple episodes. If you have questions about a relationship, whether it's a celebrity or maybe a personal relationship of yours, or you want to know about two people, I'll talk about it and I'll give my insight on it. And again, I don't want to hear any bitching and complaining about it. I don't want to hear, again, you guys asked for my opinion. I don't want to hear yours or the backlash on it. Again, I welcome any positive comments. Let's disregard the negative comments here. Cause again, a lot of you guys think that you know these fucking people. You don't. And let's be truthful here. They don't give a fuck what I think and they don't give a fuck what you think. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's move right along to the Mexico retreat, Transformation 2020, Jalapa, Mexico, January 25th through the 28th.
Yeah.
We are going on the 24th and staying till the 29th because we're going to do a little bit of partying and a little bit of vacationing while we're there with Sarah, some downtime. But this is becoming bigger and bigger. The energy is just guiding us towards it. I feel good about it. I cannot wait to go. There's going to be a lot more men on this retreat, so I've been told. I don't know anything other about how many guests. I mean, I think there's only a couple more spots available.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's almost sold out. It's almost sold out. It's just a little bit slower to sell this one out because the holidays were so close. We had Thanksgiving in there, we had Christmas, and we had the New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stops what the fuck they're doing right after Halloween. After Halloween's over, it's pretty much dead until the beginning of the year. And then everybody starts moving. But again, we're almost sold out. A lot of different people are flying out to Mexico to transform and change their lives. You could be one of them. If you are thinking about making major changes, maybe you listen to this podcast and you listen to some of the relationship stuff that I was giving out regarding the celebrities and it hits home to you and you're figuring out how you can be bigger and better in a relationship with the other person or maybe in a relationship with yourself, finding that self-love, why don't you reach out to schoolofsparkles.com and sign up for this retreat, because I guarantee it is going to be a life-changing event. The retreat that we did in Joshua Tree, I will always, always say this. It was very much life-changing for the clients that I read, as well as for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of shit from it. I got a lot of good energy and a lot of realization came into play. I'm looking forward to this retreat to do the same thing for us and also for the clients. Again, clients first, because that's what we came there to do. But I always learn something when it comes to my readings, and this is going to be no different. So again, if you're thinking about making those changes or you're wanting to get more in touch with your spiritual side, not even just the spiritual side, but again, more in touch with you. Maybe you're ready to let go of some of the fears and insecurities that have been holding you back. Maybe, again, I fucking hate this. Maybe that lifetimes of trauma and pain have finally reached a fucking head and you're ready to do something about it in the present time. Sign up. I'm not telling you that you should forget about what happened to you or tell you, let that shit go and move on here. But at some point in time, you're going to have to let that go. And if you're not ready to let that go, no harm, no foul. You're just not ready to let that go. But for those of you that are, I guarantee, again, it is a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. I always use myself as an example when it comes to my readings and the progress that I made. Not to be egotistical or prideful. But you know who I am, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen my past. You've seen the shit that I do. To get me to this point, to be who I am today, who would have thought?
Well, you've gone through all your experiences and where you are now, you should be prideful of what you're capable of doing.
But like I always say, it's different for me to say that because again, a lot of people are used to these psychics, these mediums that come out there and bullshit people
mm-hmm.
and try to make people fall into the same bullshit that they supposedly believe. That's not what I want to do here. I definitely want to give you the insight. I want to give you the predictions for your future. But you're not going to have much of a future if you don't have much of a present.
Yeah.
It's willing
to do the work.
And you're willing to do the work. It's a lot of realization. First things first, you got to realize who you are in order to be honest with yourself. And in order to secure a secure future for yourself, you got to be truthful with who you are right now. And a lot of us hide behind these walls. You would not believe how many strong-ass fucking women that I've been reading over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is not to big up the retreat. A lot of, like I said two episodes ago, about people not realizing their power when it comes to their own personal lives, but having this tremendous success in the material world. You've already proven to yourself how powerful you can be when you put your mind to something that you want to achieve or go for when it comes to the material world, such as a job, such as, again, finding those opportunities to advance you in the game of material life. I know that sounds weird, but if you invest that much energy and you turn that inward to achieve what you want to truly achieve from within, fucking A, there's going to be no stopping you. But your biggest setback, your biggest fear is you. Getting real with yourself, allowing yourself the opportunity to break these walls and to unwrap the layers that you've wrapped around you, to be vulnerable and expose yourself. This is not to turn you into a big pile of mush or to make you an emotional person. This is getting you to realize, again, who you are You don't have to hide. You don't have to use a defense mechanism. And if you find yourself having to do that with the people around you, those are the people that are around you. Those people around you are not allowing you to be you. They're not the right type of energy for you. But again, it's going to take you to realize that in you alone. I can provide the insight and give you a great reading. I can. A lot of medium stuff has been coming through too. And I honestly feel this. I know we're kind of going off the topic here, but I want to incorporate this. This has to do with the retreat, because a lot of the people that I've been reading over the last couple of weeks here, like I said, have been really, really strong, powerful women. They're very assertive in their everyday life here when it comes to their jobs. They're achieving here, but there's a lack of communication from within to themselves. And what ends up happening is the medium side will open up during a reading. And again, it's not that I don't like doing the medium readings, but that's always a go-to that medium too. They always try to bring in some fucking bullshit to hook you. And I don't listen to it unless the person's coming through and constantly blaring shit in my ear. And yesterday there was a woman that came through whose grandmother, and yes, that sounds cliche, a grandmother coming through here, but that grandmother raised her in the place of the mother because the mother had issues and was telling me, keep telling her this here. This is what she needs to hear. She needs to realize this. And I was like, and while I'm having the conversation with my client, I'm also asking the woman, can you give me, or the person on the other side, can you give me a little bit more of who you are here so I can describe you to her as I'm doing this? I have 20 different things going on at one time during a session. And the woman from the other side was coming through and saying, pretty much that she was the grandmother. She raised her. There was issues with the mother. The mother had relationship issues, was very codependent in relationships, in and out of love or whatever, and didn't really have time for the daughter and the grandmother raised my client. And so I was telling my client, this is what she's telling me here. This is what she looks like. She's got a very stern approach, blah, 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 blah. Does this resonate with you? Immediately the tears start coming in. Mm-hmm. I said, I am not trying to do this to manipulate you or capitalize off the death of your loved one here, but this is your confirmation. This is what you need to hear to get you moving. How else? Yes, I could be a great guesser. I could have guessed all this, going into it and manipulated her,
mm-hmm.
but this is confirmation for you. And I don't bring this in unless I absolutely have to. So you have that assistance from the other side. And also too, she's telling me that she's been giving you signs and or symbols here. And again, I'm not saying the woman is trapped here on earth and she can't move because this person's stuck here, but there will be little, whether you're finding change on the floor or you remember a smell of your grandmother or something that she did here. That's a confirmation here that she's watching you. She wants you to move forward. And again, tears. I started to get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody, these readings that I've been doing, the reason why I'm getting so emotional here is because I fuck with that energy that they're going through right now because I was once there. So hearing them and their insecurities and their fears as to why they can't let go hit very hard to me. And I'm not going to lie here, not to be gay, not to be queer, but I will tell them, fucking A, you're making me emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start to tear up because I can feel their energy through the phone here.
Yeah.
Let go. Let go. You have to understand something. When I'm giving you a reading, and even this is going to be true in Mexico as well, or any event that I do, if it's a one-on-one or on the phone here, you are safe. You have nothing to worry about. Let your guard down. I will never, ever fucking judge you unless you're being inauthentic to what it is that you're saying to me. If you're hiding behind your own words, I will call you out on your bullshit. Not to be a miserable fucking bitch, but to remind you, you're okay. Stop using that as a defense mechanism because you're self-sabotaging yourself. Let go. And we'll use myself as an example. You saw how hard I was.
Mm-hmm.
You even when we worked together, I was still that fucking hard in the way that I spoke to people. It was you even told me you are very difficult to communicate with because you just say it so bluntly and directly, and I'm not used to hearing it. Remember you used to tell me that?
Yeah.
I don't know any other way. And who else is going to be truthful to you?
Which is completely true. That's why, like, I still fuck with you now, because if I want to hear the truth and I want to better myself, then I should be receptive to what you're saying to me.
It's always done. Again, my intention is just what it is. It's my intention, and my intention for you is to bring out the better version of you with your permission.
Yeah.
I am not the psychic medium that goes and gives free readings to people or offers my assistance out of nowhere. You have to ask me for it. And if you don't ask me, then you don't want to know. How many relationships of our friends got in relationships, they never told me anything about it because they didn't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I never once jumped in and said anything about it.
They didn't ask.
They didn't ask. And they told me straight up, I didn't ask because I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Go do you.
Exactly.
I will be here to help you through it afterward. But again, in order for that to take place, you got to be truthful with yourself. And we're breaking down walls. We're breaking down barriers in Mexico. I'm doing that on a daily basis. But I get the opportunity to do it face-to-face on a beautiful island and with great energy around me. And this could be you. Enough with hiding behind the smoke and mirrors. Enough suppressing yourself. Enough settling. No more of it. Free yourself and go after what it is that you truly want here. Again, if you're powerful in your everyday material life, you can be just as powerful with yourself. And if you're not ready, again, no harm, no foul. I would never push anybody. Maybe, again, a friend of ours said, maybe this is a lifetime that they accumulate all this energy and all the knowledge that they need, and they utilize it in their next life. That could very well maybe be true. But while you're gaining this knowledge and you're gaining all this energy here, why not apply some of that inward here and save yourself half the work instead of having to come back and do it all the next time you come around?
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds so fucking spooky, maybe a little bit too reincarnation and woo-woo, but it's true. I've read it in readings. I've people that have, again, I don't want to make this all about the medium stuff, but people that have committed suicide always regret. Fuck, I wish I didn't do it.
That's crazy.
That's where we're at. What do you think?
I don't know. Just like listening to you, like I know I hear this like quite frequently, but just always hearing you say that, it's like hearing it for the first time. You know, mm-hmm. It's just so unbelievable that it's hard to wrap your head around it.
And again, like I said, when it comes to the medium side, because that's the first go-to, everybody calls themselves a medium. I can communicate with ghosts. I can do this. I can do that. I love this one too. I can access the Akashic Records. Really? You can access the Akashic Records? God, your angels, message, whatever the case, the higher power has given you the opportunity to kick your clumsy ass feet around up there and access records, but you come back with the same message always. Love is the answer.
Well, it is.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where we're at here. Again, like I said, I don't always want to do the hardcore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to, again, to be myself here and incorporate my personality, the human side of me into the podcast. I want to, you know, I want to make you guys laugh. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to realize at the end of the day, again, I'm a normal fucking person with an extraordinary ability here that wants to help you in utilizing my own personality to break these walls down, mm-hmm. and to remind you, look, again, I've said it over and over. I say this to my clients all the time. If a dumb fuck like me, if somebody that's so resistant to change and so stubborn can change for the better, because if you knew me again 10, 15 years ago, you all would have hated me. To be where I'm at today, helping the people that I fucked with.
Yeah.
You can do it too. You gotta be willing to let go. And if you can't let go because the people are around you, they're constantly bringing your past into your future, get rid of them. I don't give a fuck if they're family. I don't give a fuck if you shared a crib with them and you've known them all your life. If you can't be yourself around those people, or they can't allow you to be who you need to be, they're not the people that you need to have around you. Stop stifling yourself for others. Stop doing what is expected of you instead of what you can expect out of yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it sounds a little bit too woo-woo, but that's true.
It's true, yeah.
People live by the expectations of other people. They're constantly seeking validation. We have a friend seeking advice, psychic insight. Told them straight up what they needed to do, jumped around to go get insight from other people, heard the same thing over and over again, maybe not as direct or as bold, but they're constantly seeking the validation of others. Make up your own goddamn mind.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it on your own. If you get nervous doing it, that's probably because you know what it is that you have to do and you're holding yourself back out of fear of how it's going to look. But at what point do you set those boundaries with people? At what point do you tell people, I'm not to be fucked with anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want to go on this ride anymore?
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it eventually. And all these people that are bashing, there's a lot of scorned people out there when it comes to relationships. Men are guilty of it just as well as women. When it comes to women playing the feminist card, or men kind of saying, I don't want to get with those bitches. All they're after is money, this, this, and that. You've been with the wrong bitch and you've been with the wrong motherfucker. If that is me, again, if you're going to be a true feminist or a man that doesn't want to fuck with women because all they are gold diggers, what's next? Gay for you? Lesbo for you? You're hurt, you're scorned, you're using it as a defense mechanism. Not everybody's like that. And if that's the type of energy that you're putting out there, don't be surprised if you're attracting that energy right back to you and you keep fucking up in relationships again. Because what you're doing is you're avoiding the responsibility that you put into that relationship, that failed relationship, because at any God-given time, you could have taken yourself out of it, but you chose not to. So you're just as stupid as they are. But you're using that as a defense mechanism to hide the fact that you were an idiot. The biggest reward that you can give yourself is to be true to who you are here. There's somebody out there for everyone. I guarantee it. You're just not allowing yourself to disconnect from the energy that you've known for so long here. And it's turning you into a spiteful, resentful, miserable fuck. Not everybody is like that. And you fucking know it. Stop bashing other people for your own stupidity. That's what I have to say on today's episode. That's my inspirational message for the end here. Again, a lot of people want to click up. They want to go down the feminist route. They want to go down the manly route. Again, never fuck with bitches or hoes or this is not here. Or again, I want to get in touch with my, I'm going to throw the race card here. I want to get in touch with my culture and do this for this, whatever. You're limiting yourself. What you're doing is you're using it as a defense mechanism for your own sabotaged, failed relationships and or views. Snap the fuck out of it. That's what I have to say on today's episode. Like I said, I was going to kick you in the ass. Kicked you in the tits and balls today, you guys. What do you have to say? I'd love to hear your thoughts in it. To tie up the Mexico retreat, please sign up. There's only a couple more spots left. I think, seriously, maybe like two or three.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It's close.
It's pretty full.
Yeah.
Best thing you could do for yourself is to be honest with yourself. Like I said, I am never going to be someone that's going to bash you or point the finger in your face. But at the same time, I'm not going to let you hide from yourself. And I'm not going to let you bullshit me in order to save face for yourself. Let go. Live the life that you truly want to live. Evolve from within so that way it reflects outward. Get what you came for. Go get that relationship. Get that job of your dreams. Pick the fucking right friends with a clear mind and clear energy. Right?
I love it.
Fantastic. For those of you wanting to sign up for the Mexico retreat, please visit schoolofsparkles.com. If you want to know who is throwing the retreat, it's Sarah Fruman. Feel free to visit her social media. If you want a reading, maybe you want to know what's in store for you. Maybe you're not ready to commit to Mexico. Maybe it's a little too expensive for you, but you want to know what the future holds for you or what's blocking you. Sign up for a half-hour session. At least sign up for a half-hour session. If you want more time, we could take it from there. But visit chrismedina.guide. Sign up for a half-hour session. Half-hour session in Chris Medina time is anywhere from 40 to 45 minutes, still at that flat rate. Let me worry about the time. Let me tell you what you need to hear and what you already know. So that way you can make the steps towards the life that you truly want to live freely, unblocked, and not behind any more excuses. For those of you interested in seeing me fall out of a water taxi into the ocean that's supposedly knee-deep water, you want to see me get my new Ralph Lauren bag wet from the ocean, from falling out of that water taxi, see what I'm eating, see who I'm hanging out with, what spiritual ventures I'm getting myself into, visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. See what I'm about. See if I'm somebody that you could fuck with. Check out my vibe. For those of you wanting to drop lines in regards to the show, want me to talk about celebrities, want to know more about these relationships, because again, I touched very briefly on them, not exposing everybody, or you have relationship issues that you want me to look into, or ideas for the show, or even, I don't give a fuck, just to say hi, askinyourhead@gmail.com. Email us, askinyourhead@gmail.com for anything that you want to know about the show, if you want to provide tips, or you want me to talk about certain things, I don't give a fuck what it is. I always look forward to hearing from you guys. You guys keep it fresh. You guys keep it moving. You guys keep me fucking laughing and on my toes. Like I said, you guys fucking know me better than I know myself sometimes, and you guys always bring me back to what matters the most, which is me. And I love you guys for it. So this is Chris Medina with my boy Jay with In Your Head Podcast saying we are out.
Bye.